and Ganeshjeesh for being here with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. ABC's new daily drama premieres next week, a hard-charging, gritty drama that stars Hilary Swank as an investigative reporter delving into a growing number of cases of missing and murdered Indigenous women. And here to pull back the curtain, give us the behind-the-scenes look at this new Alaska-themed TV show, we have two members of the script-writing team joining us, Vera Starbard, she's a Thlinkit playwright, and Andrew McLean, who is an Inupiat filmmaker. So, Vera, I thought we'd start off with you because you're moving to Juneau, back to Juneau, home for you.
Yes, Ganeshjeesh, literally just moments ago got the keys to our new house here on Douglas Island, and been trying to get back to Thlinkit Ani for decades. So, pretty happy. A pretty big day.
Welcome back to Thlinkit Ani.
Sheesh.
It's good to see you. Usually, we're talking over Zoom, and of course, we have Andrew McLean, an Inupiat filmmaker who is coming to us by Zoom from New York. Hi, Andrew.
Here, congratulations, Vera.
Thank you. Koyana.
We miss you already.
Well, you just came from New York, right?
Literally just, yeah, last night I came in. So it's fresh from the busy New York streets to a very peaceful, rainy Juneau.
Well, you have both been, as I understand it, holed up in a room that's called the writing room. You want to explain that to us, Vera, yeah. Your life in the writing room for this drama?
Yeah, so for television shows, usually there's a team of writers that put the whole show together, you know, sort of come up with the idea for the entire season, you know, and then it sort of gets separated off into individual writers to write those individual episodes. So we've been for 4.5 months putting together, with about a dozen writers, putting together this season of Alaska Daily. And Andrew and I have been very close, fast friends, like sort of hanging on for dear life as Alaska natives in New York on this pretty funny way to come write an Alaska show is go to New York to write it.
Well, Vera, you know, ever since you were tapped for the PBS hit cartoon series Molly from Denali, your life has just kind of been like an avalanche, just tumbling
That's a
with
very
activity.
Good description, yes.
But actually, or maybe the trajectory of a rocket.
Yes. Depending on the day. Yeah, one or the other.
So how is it that you wound up writing a script for this new series?
Actually, in part due to Molly of Denali. I've written that for several years, on that show for several years, a couple other animated shows, plays. So have the experience in script writing and talked with Kyle Hopkins, who's an executive producer on the show. I think there's a couple kind of roundabout ways that they heard that I'm an Alaska Native script writer. And really 72 hours before I left for New York was when they even talked to me about it for the first time. It was a pretty fast...
Wow.
Once it started happening, it
life
was very fast.
Life in warp speed. Well, and just for people who don't know, Kyle Hopkins is an Anchorage Daily News reporter who won a Pulitzer for his series Lawless. And he also covered a lot of stories about Indigenous women who were either missing or murdered. And that kind of figures into this. But Andrew, let's hear a little bit about you. I imagine that because you had a film out that has won many awards on the ice, that you probably were on the go-to list right away for the producers.
Well, I first got to know the show creator, Tom McCarthy. He contacted me about a year ago or a little over a year ago, when he was working on the pilot for the show. He told me the premise of it, but he'd never been up to Alaska. He was on his way for the first time. And so I just kind of talked to him about it, read the script and kind of gave him some notes on it and just was involved in a kind of peripheral way when he was making the pilot. The pilot, for people who may not know, is kind of the first episode of a TV show. And it's often, they make they'll actually make a pilot before they know they're going to make the rest of the show, just to kind of check it out. And so that's what they did with this. They made a pilot episode a year ago. And then it took months and months and months before ABC decided to pick the show up. It wasn't until May. And kind of like Vera, just a few days before they started the writer's room, I got a call from Tom and said they were going to make the show. And he asked me to join the writer's room.
Now, that is so amazing. And, I kind of wonder, though, if, say, decades ago, even 10 years ago, that something like this would have happened, that they would actually want to recruit Alaska Native writers for a script like this.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty amazing time right now for film and television and Native, Indigenous, Alaska Native now, a time of just emerging. We have some pretty cool shows out there. There's a couple just starting. It's pretty exciting. It's a small but super exciting time to sort of be in this. And yeah, it's very new. There's certainly plenty of people that have sort of paved the way, but really sort of did the work to fight so people like Andrew and I can get in there. And honestly, Andrew is one of those who kind of did the work much earlier than I did. I'm fairly new compared to him.
Well, Andrew, I want to read the blurb for this, the publicity blurb. That'll get us quickly to talking about some of the things that are unique about this. But here is the blurb. Alaska Daily stars Hillary Swank as Eileen Fitzgerald, a fiercely talented and award-winning investigative journalist who leaves her high-profile New York life behind after a fall from grace, to join a daily Metro newspaper in Anchorage on a journey to find both personal and professional redemption. So here you are kind of consulting people, other script writers who are developing this. What's that been like?
Wow, how long do we have?
Yeah. Well, I would say the term roller coaster applies. It's been very intense. The process is just so quick, especially in a show like this. They just picked us up in May, and basically we just had a few months to kind of come up with the idea for the overarching season and then start to write the episodes. And somebody compared it to building a train while it's hurtling down the track. And I think that's kind of right. We the show opens in less than a week now.
Oh my goodness.
We're still writing it. We're still figuring it out. It's still kind of in process, and it's a very intense situation on many, many levels. And I think there's been, some different levels of intensity for Vera and I coming into this as we did as Alaska Natives. And I think, and both of us in this was actually my first, it's not Vera's, but it's my first TV project. But I think it's our both sort of with a network like this.
Yeah. And the thing that is interesting to me is how do you keep your sanity working like that? But can you give us a day in the life of Vera?
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Well, first of all, would not have kept my sanity without Andrew there also. Definitely sharing the work of sort of imparting Alaska Native issues and daily life and all that for a sort of real general day in the life is wake up, go to the room, the writing room. And at this point, while they're shooting episodes, at the same time we're writing episodes and coming up with future episodes, it's literally hour by hour. You don't totally know what you're going to be doing. So you might show up and think you're going to work on episode 9. And in fact, there's an urgent thing they need to figure out for episode 5 that they're shooting right now. So we need to address that. Or there's some pronunciation things that we need some help with, or something like that. So literally like the sort of like 7-8 hours that you're in the room, you're sort of figuring out what you're doing as it comes. And then at the same time, writers are going off to write their individual episodes. So you're sort of losing and gaining writers as they come and go in the room. I was entirely in the room because my episode's one of the last. So it was just sort of in the room, sort of watching this chaos. Andrew actually got to go to set. So he has a little bit more experience with that now. His day in the life would be a little different.
Yep. I was in Vancouver a few weeks ago when they were shooting the third episode, which I guess will come out in about 3.5 weeks.
And can you tell us what that episode was about in general? I mean, without giving any secrets away, but so we get a sense of what you've been working on.
Well, each episode kind of has a few different storylines that are involved in it. There is a storyline that kind of takes us through the entire season, which is really the one that Eileen Fitzgerald, who's played by Hilary Swank, is involved in. And she's also working with a young Indigenous reporter who is actually Tlingit.
Yes, she is.
Named Roz Friendly. They're working on a story that does center around a murdered Indigenous woman and looking at various aspects of her case, what happened to her, what happened in the justice system and in the medical system and in the what are the failings in the systems that have allowed this murder to happen, and as a way of looking at kind of the larger issue. And so a part of each episode, including episode 3, looks at that case. And in episode 3, I don't want to give too much away, but they do end up going to kind of my neck of the woods, the Arctic, to an Inupiat community, which is one of the reasons why I went out to kind of cover that episode. But then also in the episode, there's kind of each episode also has storylines that are just kind of contained within that episode. And I'm not going to go in too much onto that. You'll have to tune in to really see the details.
Oh, but in other words, what you're saying is that there's a thread that connects each episode with what's going on with all the characters. And of course, I guess the title role is, of course, yes, Hilary Swank. And we hear that she's very conflicted, coming to a smaller place than she's used to working. Probably she's going to have clashes with people, is my guess.
One or two, yeah. She definitely is. She's a New York reporter, sort of big-time reporter that comes in and is intrigued by this case, the missing and murdered Indigenous woman, just overall crises. But then this individual case is sort of, as Andrew was saying, a way to look at, an individual thing that was inspired by Kyle Hopkins' reporting on the issue too.
That's right. He's done a lot of reporting on missing and murdered Indigenous women, as well as just kind of the whole environment in rural Alaska, where there isn't in many communities any help to turn to when you've been a victim of violence. But so I imagine that because you're going to different locations and given the complexity of the stories, that there's quite a learning curve for your coworkers. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that was, I think, just one of the most challenging things is you have, honestly, the first week I there, it was just, the first week I was in the room was just stunning at the talent they have there. Just really smart, diverse crew of, Pulitzer Prize winning journalists and really experienced TV people, really new to TV, but expertise in certain aspects of the show. So that was probably the most exciting thing right off, was just like the level of talent that you're working with across the board in the room, but also literally with props and costumes and set. Like, this is just really pretty top tier. And that was exciting to be able to kind of explore with. But at the same time, yeah, like you're for most of the time, it was, Andrew, myself, and Kyle that were sort of imparting all of Alaska to a show about Alaska. And we have now Peter Blanchett, who's a native consultant who joined a few weeks ago, which really, really glad that he joined too. So he's on set and actually advising there. But it's just a pretty a lot to try and impart about sort of history and contemporary stuff and ongoing issues and the reporting from Kyle and myself and Andrew and different parts of Native communities from across the state. So it's a lot, but I'm very interested to see how it with everyone else. I'm very interested to see how it comes across on screen
to see if they've absorbed what you tried to tell them. I mean, it seems like they've had to inhale this information at the rate that they're working at. That's hard to do.
Yeah, and they are working. They're working right now. They definitely, you know, are doing the homework at the time. It's the same time as Andrew was saying, sort of building the train. They're sort of researching at the same time that they're writing and shooting and all of that. So,
well, in Alaska, the most part of our population really doesn't have an understanding of Native culture. So we don't even understand ourselves as a state. So it's got to be challenging to translate that to people that probably come from urban areas.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And actually, Andrew probably living in New York and teaching as long as he has probably has a pretty good perspective on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have some experience with that, but this process is so unique. And as Vera was saying, it's so intense. You're working with people so intensely, and the need to kind of educate and the need to make sure that we're being truthful about our depictions of so many different communities, so many different peoples and tribes and ethnicities and so many different lived realities it can be overwhelming. It's one of the biggest challenges of this. And I think it's one that I know that probably causes us to lose the most sleep. That causes me.
I was literally about to say lose the most sleep over. Yeah. Yes, for sure.
But it's also, you know, I mean, we're also like really reliant on, you know, we call people, we call home, we call friends, family members, we, you know, so it's not just, we're just the people in the room, but I think of us as just kind of being a conduit for the knowledge, the wisdom, the perspective that comes to us from our home.
One thing I've learned just as kind of a student of Native culture myself, and, you know, a journey for me that began as a reporter in Bethel back in 1988. But I feel that being exposed to Native culture brings you growth, that everybody can benefit from learning about it. And I'm wondering about your coworkers. As you share stories with them, are you seeing them grow? And
well, as a going away card, they gave me a card and it just says Chuck on it, which means go away. And I was like, I taught them too much. I have done. And of course they were joking and it was hilarious. I had to laugh a lot.
Chuck.
I have such a strong belief, and it's so much of the reason I do the work that I do, that Alaska Native people have amazing, wonderful, beautiful, extraordinary things to give to the world. And I always, always hope that what we are imparting, because all we're doing is sort of being this conduit to our elders, our history, what we've been taught. I think at this point, my dad and my uncle are like unofficial parts of the room, how much I've leaned on them, that we're just there to sort of help them understand that wisdom. And again, I think we're probably so nervous about the premiere next week that it's like, well, I'm really interested to see how that shows up, how that, you know, turns out on screen. It's not an Alaska Native show. It's, you know, a show about journalism, and a show about this journalist that comes to Alaska. At the same time, I really do think Alaska Native people made their mark on the show. And I'm
definitely
nervous, excited, I think.
I like to think that, you know, it's a show about journalists, but journalists are only as important as the stories that they tell.
Yes.
And the stories they're telling are about Alaska, and they're about Alaska Natives. And I think that we have, I know that we have added to the show, and I know that the things that are in the show that give it the power and the potential power that it has. So many of that comes from the authenticity and the reality that comes from Alaska Native cultures.
You know, this is going to be interesting to see how much of that translates into the actual TV series, because I don't know if you remember that series. Oh, gosh, it was about 10, 15 years ago, and it was kind of a comedy. And
Northern Exposure. Yes, comparison has been made a lot. Very different.
But, you know, they would be hopping on a plane, and presumably they're somewhere in Southeast and yes. be in sleep mute in 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's funny, you can end up on the show, you know, we're sort of like imparting these big wisdoms from our elders and stuff, and you can end up spending the most time on like, oh no, you can't go to Seldovia that way, you know? So you end up spending the most time on some really kind of small, just very Alaskan things that we're definitely very cognizant of what's going to be caught or not as far as Alaskan or not. And I think we all lose sleep over that, too, just as far as accuracy.
Well, it is kind of a yin and a yang kind of thing. Like it's a challenge to do what you do, but it's also an opportunity. Andrew, what do you think some of the opportunities are in being involved with this for the state of Alaska, for Alaska Native peoples?
I mean, it's one of the largest platforms that you can think of. You know, network television just reaches so many people, and it reaches people in every part of the country and beyond. I mean, they're you know, ABC and ABC is a part of Disney, and so people all over the world will have the opportunity and will be marketed this show, and you know, millions, potentially millions of people will be watching this, and they will see hopefully some truths about Alaska, and they'll see some of the realities of life in Alaska. And that's a powerful thing. It's a powerful opportunity. It's a powerful opportunity to educate, and a powerful opportunity just to reach out and kind of tell our stories, hopefully tell our stories in a truthful, authentic way.
You know, I remember watching your premiere that you had of On the Ice in Anchorage. And, you know, just being struck by the stark landscape of the North Slope, and also the grim story, because it was basically a story about two young guys who get in a fight with a friend. They accidentally kill him in that fight, and he winds up, you know, quote unquote, disappearing. And they try to cover it up, and so the whole drama unfolds. But it was such a dark and twisted kind of story. Do you think but it was a good story because
Vera's laughing
because it's that clash of cultures, clash of you know, it just represented so much. And I wonder, did that experience help you with this project?
I mean, of course it did in many ways, you know, making On the Ice and making films and hopefully making more films. That's where my passion is. That's what I want to do. And I look at this as an opportunity to continue to do that. And it's an opportunity to do it in a completely new form. As I said, I've never done TV before. You know, I don't know how much I'll continue doing TV. I love telling stories though. And I love telling stories in whatever way I can. And, you know, before I was a filmmaker, I was in theater, kind of like Vera was. I actually, you know, I did some work in Juneau at Perseverance. With a cousin of mine, we started a theater company up in Klahovik, Barrow at the time. And I just think that that telling stories and telling stories about the place that I'm from are it's just kind of integral to my life. And I want to keep doing that in whatever way I can.
Well, today is Orange Shirt Day. And I think that there are so many misconceptions and so much of Alaska Native history is untold or not understood. And of course, Orange Shirt Day is to commemorate survivors of Native boarding schools and their descendants, and to recognize that they experienced trauma from people who tried to drive their culture and their language out of them. And so I wonder, you know, when you look at days like today where we're taking a stark look at what happened, they call it a day of truth and reconciliation. Do you think that we'll see some truth and reconciliation in your storylines?
I sure hope so. I mean, honestly, like Andrew and I were just talking this morning about, you know, one of the storylines. It's a difficult topic they're tackling the first season, missing and murdered Indigenous women. Really runs through every single episode. And that's not unrelated to boarding schools. Like, that's a pretty foundational reason for the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women. I do hope that people will just be introduced to the issue, whether it's missing and murdered Indigenous women or it's forced boarding schools. Really kind of challenged to even talk about what we have, you know, as far as, like, you know, specifics. But I do think people will be introduced to it, as most people, I don't think, really know about it across the country. And that in itself is a good thing. On top of that, I think people who are aware of it, I'm hoping, will bring them foundational reasons for why these things happen and a look into that, as well as, you know, see the excellence and the joy and the beauty of Alaska as well. So,
well, as you know, Juno has a lot of people that are in various acting companies, Perseverance Theater, among them. So are you trying to write some parts to incorporate some of our Alaskan actors and actresses?
I absolutely cannot tell so many things, but... Please keep watching, because I think some people are going to be very excited about numerous parts and little Easter eggs, including the little things, the earrings people are wearing, the atikliks and kusvaks people are wearing. I hope that people pay attention to those things, because we put a lot of I say we as if I made any of them. The props department and the set and the writers, you know, they did all these things. I'm very excited to get to the spoilers.
So what's your episode about, the one that you're working on that comes, I guess, at the end of the season?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, just in general, I know you're not supposed to give stuff away.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, gosh. It, like all of them, you know, deals with different aspects, not only of missing and murdered Indigenous women, but journalism. And what I'm hoping will... highlight. I'm an Alaska Native journalist. I've been a journalist for 22 years. I'm hoping that my episode will highlight a little bit of that, a little bit of the different aspects of Native journalism versus Western journalism. Maybe it won't. I don't know. Honestly, like, as these things go and grow, things change so often that it could be a completely different, a completely different thing by the time I really start writing it. It's sort of you're figuring out what you're writing as each episode before it gets written, and then as the one before that is shot and that one changes, it's just sort of a domino effect of change. So I sort of gave up deciding, you know.
So you're just going with the flow, because to use a cliche, it sounds like this process is a moving target.
Yes. Well, yes, and it's not it's up to all of us. Like, it's my episode as far as, like, I'm going to write it, but it's not my episode as in it's totally up to me. You know, like, it's an interesting – the collaboration is both, like, exciting and confounding as far as how you do this. Not only are you sort of creating this train as it's being driven, but a whole bunch of you are creating it. There's 200, 300 people working on this, and you're all trying to work together as quickly and fast, you know, accurately as you can.
So what's it been like to sort of rub elbows with stars like Hilary Swank?
That's pretty exciting. I think Andrew, having been on set already, has an even closer idea of what that means.
Yeah, it's great. You know, so many people on this are so talented, including the actors. And I mean, Hillary, is her talent is pretty obvious. It's pretty well recognized and deservedly so. She's, you know, she's one of the best actors out there. And so it's great to get to watch her work. It's great to watch Grace Dove, who plays Ra's work. It's great to watch, you know, so many of the people who are really bringing a lot to this story. And then you get on set, and as you're working with them, the glamour of you know, show business, film and television fades away pretty quickly when you're, you know, you're 11 hours into a day, and everybody's just kind of stinking from sweat, and it's, you're in some like dusty set that's basically just a like a mobile trailer somewhere, and you're just like, this is show business. It's work, you know, that's what it is at the end of the day. And you're on set working with these people, and everybody's coming together to try to tell a story. And that's fun.
So what do you hope will come out of this project?
Oh, gosh, I think so many things, as far as whether it's the season as a whole or individual episodes or just moments even that you kind of fall in love with and hope it comes out good. But I think overall, I really hope people see in this, in some way, the Alaska that I love. I just love this land. I love our people. And I hope they get a little bit of that, just a little bit of what's so beautiful and wonderful about this place.
I saw an interview with Hillary Swank, and she said, well, Alaska is a character in this series. So imagine our state is a character. Do you agree with that, Andrew?
Yeah, I think so. I think it has to be. I think that's one of the reasons that people, you know, everybody in the world has heard of Alaska. I mean, I've traveled around the world a bit. I've been to some pretty interesting places. And every place I've gone, as soon as you say you're from Alaska, people's eyes light up. Alaska kind of has this, like, this mythic quality in people's imaginations. And it kind of does in reality, too. I mean, there's no place like Alaska. So that's what people are going to want to tune in for. And I think we have to give them some of that. And we are. We're trying to write to that. I know they're trying to shoot to that. Even though most of the series, you know, most shots are done in British Columbia and Vancouver, around Vancouver, they are sending camera units up to the state. They sent camera units up to Kotzebue. They've done shooting around Anchorage. They're going to do shooting around, you know, around the state throughout the season, I think. So Alaska will have a presence. And if you watch the show, you will see things that you recognize, see things in places that you recognize.
Amazing. So this airs, the premiere, on next Thursday, right?
Yeah.
What time?
So it's actually, I just learned this yesterday, because we've been learning it as 10 o'clock. So that's Eastern time. In Alaska, it'll be at 9 o'clock. So I'm very glad I looked that up. Otherwise, I would have been late.
ABC. So yes. We'll get to see your handiwork, both of you. Well, I just want to thank the two of you so much for coming and telling us about this. This is so exciting. You know, and it's not going to be something like Northern Exposure, but something that people, we hope, will learn a lot about our state.
Yes.
So thank you so much.
Goyanakpuk.
Thank you so much. Andrew McLean and Vera Starbard, two of the writers on the team for Alaska Daily. I can't wait to see it. Thanks so much.